Hi, this is Psychic Arthur, extension 8237. And welcome to my podcast, Arthur's Rhymes for the Times. We're doing something a little bit different here. Instead of a meditation, or a cleansing, or breathing exercise podcast, we're going to be taking you back to that time when Mother Goose rhymes were kind of fun, and in some ways, actually made sense. The topics we're covering are cheating, avoiding arguments, and being present. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and maybe even get a laugh or two. As always, have fun, and let's get started. Little Bo Peep was minding her sheep, when suddenly she started to cry, to weep. "What's wrong?" asked the old woman who lives in the shoe. "I don't know, I don't know, I don't know," said Bo Peep. "I just don't know what to do. My boyfriend Jack Horner was caught in the corner, making out with some new girl. I want to die. He said he's such a good boy. I feel like his toy, and now I just want to cry. He's cheated before, but then always swore it would never ever happen again. But I always felt it was never a matter of if, but only a matter of when. Yet I love him so much, is it really that strange, that down deep in my heart I know and I hope he can change? No, said the old woman, but hear what I say. You may pray for the day that by your side he will stay. But child, that boy Jack Horner, he'll always stray. Moral of the story. So, you just found out the person you're dating is cheating on you. What do? You already forgave them the first time. You kind of forgave them the second time. And the third time. Okay, it's time to face facts. You're dating a serial cheater. Being in a relationship with a serial cheater is like going to Pep Boys to do your grocery shopping. You're not going to get what you want. No matter how much you love them, you have to love yourself that much more. Think of it this way. Diabetics love chocolate and candy and cookies and cake and... but guess what? It's toxic for them. There are times in our life when we fall in love with someone who is toxic. You can still love them, but they can't be in your life. Also, if you find out you're dating a serial cheater, it's not your fault. They are very good at what they do. They didn't want you to know. So don't blame yourself. Give yourself time for closure. And then, as the song goes, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Enough said. Stay amazing.